And welcome to another episode of Apartment 13F. Today, our special guest is Matthew, aka Mateo, aka House of M.
Why are you talking like that?
Talking like what?
Like you're smiling too hard.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're not a movie announcer.
Obviously not.
So why do you sound like one?
Maybe I just have a natural talent. Maybe.
No, you don't.
Well, I like to have you know, when I was at work and I used my voice of God, people was like, man, you should do radio.
Okay. I'm shirtless Simpson, as always. And as my estranged co-host said, our special guest today is Mateo, a.k.a. Ghost, a.k.a.
House of M.
A.k.a. Pull up to the scene with my syllabus. But it's all good. It's all love here. Real quick, I gotta ask y'all, how y'all feel about these OCTV pranks? Because, I mean, I'm sure y'all niggas have seen it. And for those of y'all who don't know, OCTV are two stupid motherfuckers that go to the hood and try to get shot, beat up, stabbed, robbed every single day.
Those niggas don't want to live long.
I mean, when you get jumped, when you get snuffed in your face, why are you trying to, why even try to get a reaction out of somebody that could potentially land you in the hospital off of some views on YouTube? Like, that's super fiending for attention. That's not healthy. I'm pretty sure these niggas need some type of counseling. I don't know. That's just a level of stupidity that I can never relate to. That's like white people that go skydiving.
I can't knock skydiving. I don't want to do it.
Or, wow.
I'm saying whitewater rafting. I would like to do that too.
Or people that go base jumping. Or volcano explorers.
Okay.
I don't think they do it for the excitement. Maybe it's like a catch 22. And like, prior to them even doing the pranks, I think they kind of sit there like, I guarantee you these black quote unquote niggas up to no good, these people on TV. So when
they're not black.
The people that they do it to.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Those niggas is black.
Yeah, those niggas is black. Come on, you got me saying niggas now. But you get the point. It's kind of like, I bet they're carrying guns. They commit a prank and, oh shit, they carry the gun.
There was an episode like, that they had the burn on them.
A couple episodes, they almost got stabbed up.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand how, I mean, how they've been doing this in Brooklyn for like the past few months. In the same areas and nobody's caught on to this yet. Like,
now, well, a couple of them do catch on. Especially the girls, because the female pranks are pretty good. Where it's like, oh, okay, like get a girl's number without speaking, or get a girl to kiss you in like a minute, or, you know,
nah,
stupid shit like that.
Some of those pranks are disrespectful. I seen one where nigga took another nigga shorty.
That like, wasn't like, a prank. It like, that really happened.
Yeah, I was like, she was like, you know, I'll be right back. Like, what, ho? Okay, so
that wasn't off TV. That was some completely irrelevant.
I remember seeing one of their faces. Maybe that was something else.
That was something else, man.
It was crazy.
But
there's a few of them, but off TV is more famous for the Jackass.
I personally like the Lamborghini Bugatti.
Yeah,
dress
yeah
they
that was
do.
A nice one. I can't.
How they be like, oh yeah, you know, I'm just in the area. You know, can I take you out real quick? Yeah. And then they walk to another car. Or sometimes they get in the car and like that one time nigga was like, yo, you ain't know English before you found out I had a Bugatti.
Duh.
So get the fuck out.
Duh.
I was like, I'm so proud of this nigga.
Facts.
Thank you so much. Like, some, you know, they do some good. Some good. But the rest of it is just mindless.
Has social media driven us to want likes so much we put our lives at risk? For people we'll never know or meet.
Exchange your life for more likes.
Yeah, that's just...
Like,
put your safety at risk for more likes. But I mean, it's always been that way. Adrenaline junkies, you know what I'm saying? This is just another way to get some type of thrill or excitement. But like, once again, I don't see it. I mean, maybe it's because I'm black and I grew up black and you just don't do shit like that because shit will happen to you. I mean, because I guarantee you these niggas don't live in, they don't live in the area. So they could be as stupid as they want to be. If they at least make it out of the situation, then go back to their crib, which is probably in suburbia somewhere, and be cool and be Gucci. Cause they getting mad views, so they getting paid off this YouTube shit.
True.
So they don't live in these neighborhoods. But for us who live in the fucking neighborhood, I'm not going to my local drug dealer snatching the phone out his hand, going like, "Can I see what time it is?" I'm not gonna go to my local gangster and be like, "Yo, don't tell me what to do after I ask you for directions."
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, I'm not gonna go to their videos now. Their original cuts of their videos were like crazy. I mean, from the guns getting pulled off, they don't get punched in the face, and the knife getting pulled out. Now their videos have edits. You don't see their faces. Certain people don't want their faces in their
videos.
That's
true. So then the suicide joint. You seen that shit?
No.
But the nigga jumped in front of, on the tracks, and the train was like a minute away.
Oh, trying to see if someone would help him
and
up.
And the dude came.
That was
and it was like, shout outs to this guy.
That was bananas.
But it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't know.
As a kid, I fell into the train tracks. And my daddy, I was by the Aqueduct Racetrack.
Yeah.
And I fell in there. And like, my pops came, got me up and stuff. But that was a scary ordeal. You know, I was young. I knew the train was coming because I could see the train. I wasn't tall enough to like just jump up and comfortably get over. You know, then my father was trying to push me up. I was a heavy set child. Don't laugh at me and don't judge me. Anyway, I was a heavy set child. I was afraid that due to my lack of physical activity, I wouldn't be able to make it out in time for me and my daddy to survive. Because I didn't have the physical strength to just pull myself up when he lifted me up to the curb. So I had to like kind of did a tuck and roll, like you getting out the pool, but you don't use the steps.
Swing your legs.
You don't
swing
have the
legs.
Power to push up.
Yeah, to swing your legs.
Yeah, it was one of those things. So I finally got out, you know. But it's just like, why would you intentionally put yourself in that? And then potentially force somebody else in a situation like that because they're trying to do the right thing. God forbid something would have happened.
I mean, again, I have to blame it on social media and the way society works. It perpetuates these things, so we don't focus on the realities of unemployment rates being high, people still being hungry, the government no longer having proper functions. Like, unemployment is gone. Like, niggas, don't quit your job. Don't get clipped like, I can get unemployment. That's a dub.
I don't even think niggas
try
to quit their job.
Son, niggas try to get fired because I heard it. Trust me. Niggas try to get fired, but I got the unemployment. That's a dub. Congress has not approved that bill. It has not been approved
Uncle
since
Sam
like, August.
Says fuck you once again.
Since August. Like, in case,
he'll say fuck you again later on this year when he doesn't give you.
In case niggas didn't really catch game, the government was shut down. It doesn't matter for how long it was shut down. It was shut down. Like, do you understand? Like, we didn't have a United States government. Like, I want that to sink in real quick. Like,
I mean,
we didn't have a
United
States government.
Some would celebrate that, though.
Some would, but.
There we go.
The purge, yeah.
And y'all see what happened in Chicago or whatever. Yeah, what was it Chicago? Missouri? Y'all seen what happened.
Test control.
Yeah. So, don't get caught slipping. Like, niggas, don't get caught. That's all I can say on that. But that's just simple facts of perpetuation of stupidness.
How do y'all feel about ISIS right now?
What the fuck is ISIS?
Oh, wow.
See, you always come up with some tech shit, my nigga. Like,
this is not tech.
I'm about to say, I don't
it's
think
actually,
it's tech.
It's actually the war that's going over there, going on right now. Obama set the whole war up. They're bombing people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See how ignorant we are?
Yeah,
I
guarantee you niggas know about that reality TV show.
It's
come
not
on.
Our fault.
They know about Gotham City.
I blame this on
Gotham
Facebook.
City coming out.
Facebook, why have you not informed me about ISIS?
You know everything you say is facts.
You informed me about ALS water bucket challenges. You informed me about niggas pulling pranks.
Well, I know Obama did something recently with ISIS. It's like he was in a conference yesterday. Talking to the UN about his recent moves over in the territory where they're destroying. So it's really like,
we're gonna enlighten ourselves, so enlighten yourselves. We don't got all the facts, but just I bet you didn't know about that, or I bet you didn't know at least 10 people that knew about that. Exactly. Bro, I knew. All right. What about the rest of your men? Quiet, right? Thank you.
Hit the crickets in the background.
Well, yeah, man. This TV shit is crazy. I hope it stops one day. Because if it don't, one of these niggas going to die.
It's going to stop.
That's going to be the season finale.
When the ox are gone, it's going to stop. Like, hey, there's no more brother TV.
R.I.P. the ox TV.
For real, there's no more brother TV. It's a dub.
Speaking of ox TV and shit, like, I want to, you know, I'm glad you're here on the show today. I want to address this nigga Matthew's Facebook profile picture. This nigga look like Ock for real, sis. His picture. I don't know if y'all niggas have seen it. He might change it soon, so y'all should go look at it.
This nigga got the white collar shirt and
the Ock hairline, so you know that should go way back.
The nigga look like he
going to sell some bean pies, some DVDs.
Talking about that's the Ock in the hood. Like, he got the butt on
he
that.
He look like he converted to Islam and shit. He look like he prayed 5 times a day.
Nah, that's crazy. I don't think he look like all that.
That's crazy.
that's bananas.
But nah, like, for real, I want to congratulate you on your job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to my people's holding down jobs.
You know what I'm saying? Because, that's a big step. That brings me to my next topic. On Facebook, once again, because, you know, that's like CNN to niggas. And I seen my baby Alexis put me onto this. Shout out to Alexis.
I told you about that.
I'ma let him put the pause on you. But look, all day. Alright? But nah, she sent me this drink where this nigga changed his name from Jose to Joe on his resume, and like it changed his life. Like, that nigga was able to get mad jobs and put money in his pocket, which is what I'm trying to do right now. So I'm conflicted. You know, do I change my name or do I say, nah, fuck that? Because, you know, this shit is whack. This prejudice shit is whack. But then at the same time, it's just fucked up altogether. How y'all feel about this? What is there to say about this? What does this tell us as minorities?
Well, we always knew.
I mean, yeah, you gotta have a white name to get a job nowadays, dude. I mean, that's the reality.
I mean, is my name not white enough? My name is Jermaine Butler.
You're missing Alexander.
Oh,
that
okay.
Perfects your
Jermaine Alexander Butler.
Yes, that's perfect on the resume.
Or maybe I should.
I don't know what to expect.
you gotta take your chance. This could go either way. I might get a mulatto, I might get a black, I might get a white. Let's roll the dice.
Nah, but this shit really annoys me because when I'm applying to jobs and I have to fill out that stupid shit where, you know, like, it's optional. Are you male, female? Are you non-Hispanic? You know, what's your race? I hate those questions. I always put male and then I decline to answer the rest of it because, one, we're all the same race. So that question itself is stupid and ignorant, and I'm not even gonna
entertain it.
So when you on an application, when they ask you the questions about your ethnicity, you don't answer it?
If it says ethnicity, then I answer it.
Okay,
if it says
race,
I decline because we are all the human race. A black is not a different race from white or Spanish or Asian.
Facts.
Ethnicity now, that's different because it's referring to culture. But I'm not gonna perpetuate the ignorance of defining myself to be a different race than somebody else. Just because they don't know that, or whoever put the application together doesn't know that, doesn't mean I have to entertain it.
Hashtag knowledge.
You do know, it's America, and if you put yourself in a manager's shoes, are you gonna hire somebody by the name of Shamika Gonzalez Juan Jr.?
If they have the qualifications I'm looking for.
Well, I guess most companies in America see fit to having simple names like Monty or Jermaine or Matt. You know, I don't think they really want to complicate other people, or I guess I'm using the wrong word. They don't want to push away clientele with unattractive names and stuff. Like
clientele?
Yes, like in, that's all like America business. Everybody's your clientele. Everybody's your is a shopper to you. Everybody's purchasing something. You have to appeal to those people. Shamika or
Sharkeesha.
There
Sharkeesha,
we go.
No! Don't hit him! They trying to buy
my album! Sharkeesha!
I'll never forget that.
Are you gonna really buy some Gucci's from a chick named Sharkeesha?
I'm just saying.
I mean, I might have to if that shit is the right price.
From now on, Sharkeesha's name should no longer exist. Like, that Sharkeesha should be the last Sharkeesha. There should never be another Sharkeesha.
No one should ever name their child like, Shark. Keisha.
Like that name has been banned.
Yeah. I think all communities and cultures should ban that name.
We can come we can come together as a race. Human race. Not as a black race, but as a race across the board. And ban that name. I'm just saying, we got banned.
But I
it's like Hitler. I've never heard another Hitler. Correct me if I'm wrong. How many other Hitlers do you know? The only Hitler you ever know is in the history books, right? Adolf Hitler. Find me another one, please. The names vanish from history for a reason.
You're not gonna find a Saddam Hussein no more.
Well,
you may find a couple.
Yeah, you might find a couple. For now. And the next 2-3 generations, a couple of them exist. Then like, give me 5 to 10 generations later. It's a dub. So, you know, names can vanish, and it's okay if that one does. I'm just saying, it's connected to bad history.
And I guess that's how America feels, too. It's always like, hey.
I know we were talking about social media and perpetuating ignorance and blah, 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 and people not being aware. But I want people to realize we're not uneducated young men talking to you. We all have college experience, we have associates, some form of degrees. We all have knowledge. We beat stereotypes. Bare minimum, we beat stereotypes. I know people who don't. So you can't say, you're just perpetuating the same thing. No, it is entertaining. We are having fun. We're speaking our mind, but it's not always gonna be just laughs and jokes. Sometimes it will be serious topics, you know? Sometimes it'll get crazy. Like I said, what's his name? Money Schmurda?
Bobby Schmurda.
Bobby Schmurda. As you can see, I don't follow trends. If Bobby Schmurda can get famous for his dance when he's a rapper, then why the heck not will I try to get some of the money that y'all gonna go give away anyway? So don't knock my hustle. I won't knock yours. Facts.
Snapple facts. Yeah.
Oh, y'all gonna hear it first. A lot of my peoples know me for bartending, and I want to throw this out there now that Woe Dare is going to come from Apartment 13S. They're going to be tasting that, drinking that soon.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to K Maddox, who's not here right now.
And Vinta.
He's the creator of the brand Woe Dare. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to see none of y'all stealing that. I don't want to hear none of that slang until we slanging it.
But that's crazy. First of all, and second of all, imagine just pulling a water plug out of nowhere. Like, you just forced that shit inside. You just raped the audience right now. The listeners, like, where the fuck this stuff from?
It was on my mind, you know. And I just do that.
You ain't even have a sip of alcohol tonight.
How you know? I didn't, but how you know?
Anyway, last point of the night. There's this new technology called Smart Rifle, where they use the track laser system or something like that. But pretty much what happens is it's a tracker or some type of marker that they put on the target, and then the scope itself has a laser, and then once it lines up based on calculations of distance and air pressure and wind and all that other stuff, it makes an accurate shot, and it can turn a novice shooter into a fucking seasoned sniper expert. Is this something that we should be excited about, because that type of shit is scary.
They're just thinning the lines between video gaming and real life. That line is very, very thin. It's literally a video game system that can kill you.
They've already like killed live animals with it. Yeah, like gone hunting with that shit and like shot shit from
it's a thin line, man.
Yards away, like mad yards
That's
away.
That's dangerous, man. It's a thin line, but it makes sense.
I mean, is that too dangerous? Or should we be happy about this? Should we be happy that you don't have to be a trained professional to do something like this? That anyone can be the DC sniper at any point in time.
I mean,
with this technology.
Did y'all recently hear about the little girl with the Uzi in her hand?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
That wasn't no gun or no video game technology. She just can't hold the damn gun.
See, but that's stupid. Why are you putting the Uzi in 8-year-old's hand?
She's told the guy too. Oh, I don't think I can hold this. And
don't worry. I'm a little white girl and I'm a white instructor. I'll handle this.
I would like to say that, and this is gonna sound so crazy, please don't judge me for it, but that's like the equivalent of a small petite white girl saying, I can handle that BBC. And it's like, what?
We're gonna let that marinate and think on that for a moment.
It's like, no, you can't.
That makes me want to approach another subject. That makes me
handle it.
For the future, y'all gonna hear this question. Why do women want big dick but can't take dick? But we're gonna leave it at that. Go ahead. Stay on topic.
It's like that was it right there. That's what happens. You kill somebody, potentially yourself. But I'm just saying, that's crazy. Please don't judge me.
I think question is gonna come up in other people's or the viewers' minds or listeners' minds is what he got.
And on that note, that concludes our program.
I'm not worried about it, I'm just saying.
That concludes. Only one lady needs to know about that. I'm not going, throw no names out
there. Yeah, we already got fisticuffs, we don't need no more.
Well, I just want to sit here and thank our special guest from OCTV, Matthew Mitchell, for showing up.
OCTV in the building. Balden. Also, every time I do this, I got to give a shout out. Virgo season. Let's get it. I'll at your peoples. Shout out to my triplet coming up Monday. That's the day, our day.
Word. And shout out to Destiny. Shout out to Naruto, nigga.
Yeah, facts.
Yo, I'm putting the word out right now, and I'ma tag you in this. You better listen. You better respond. But Devin Scott, I'm calling you out. Naruto drops, and it's about time I reminded you why I'm Hokage in this motherfucker. So I'ma see you online.
No more hiding.
I'ma see you in person. I'ma make the trip to PA to see you in person, boy.
No more hiding.
And I'ma give you this A1 level ass whooping.
Got that address.
That you've been asking for this whole time.
I'm gonna hit you with
so
the shmurda.
Get ready.
The shmurda.
I'ma shmurda this nigga. I'ma do the shmoney dance on this nigga when I drop my. I'ma throw my control in the air. Do the shmoney dance while the ultimate special's going on. And you gonna feel a certain type of way.
Don't cut the power.
And I'm sorry.
Don't cut the power.
Alexis, I'm sorry, but I gotta do it.
That's fatality. Just give it up.
Put him in a coffin.
Body bag.
Put you in a coffin if you got something to say about that.
Ha!
Exactly. But she got that Madden though. She got it Madden. I can't even
find. Oh. Real facts though. Shout out to Destiny. I want every female to understand. Men who play games aren't any lesser of a man. But you're gonna have to respect, he gonna have a mistress for about a week when this game drops. Facts. You're gonna have to respect that. Unless you can multitask, if you just want your fix, you just wanna give us head, by all means, give him head while you're playing the game. Give him head. Unless you want penis, he don't have to interact with you. If he can just thrust you while playing the game, kudos to you. Yo, holla at me if you single. What's up?
I need to try that.
Just understand, you're going to have a mistress. Well, he going to have a mistress for at least a week. And shout out to all my females that play games, too. Real love.
Word. Because, we need more female gamers out there.
Good ones.
Yes. Because a lot of y'all think y'all gamers, but y'all can't play shit. Just saying. All right, y'all. I'm getting tired. I know y'all probably tired of hearing this. I don't give a fuck, though. Good night.
Doses.